Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Colavito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrell. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Landis steals second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrell moves to second. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Smith reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith scores. Lawler moves to third. Jackson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Fox reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Moran, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrell hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Colavito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jim Landis. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Bubba Phillips now playing center field. Preston Ward pinch hits for Billy Moran. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing third base. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Avila moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Maris reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. There goes Minoso trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Rocky Colavito. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon now playing first base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips is walked intentionally. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jerry Staley now pitching. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Tito Francona pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Don Mossy now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fox bunts towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smith is walked intentionally. Ray Narlski now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona scores. Aparicio moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Bob Keegan now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive towards third. Esposito reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Wilson now pitching. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrell strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Minoso is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce now pitching. Carroll Hardy pinch hits for Roger Maris. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.